Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
There is a well-known and often used expression that has, to a certain extent, almost become a cliche. But nevertheless, it is an expression that has some truth to it, an expression that I am sure that most of us are familiar with. It is the thought, the concept, that you cannot judge a book by its cover, which in the end really has nothing to do with books. But it reminds us that we cannot always evaluate the worth and the substance of someone or something by its outward appearance alone. But instead, we need to get the whole story. We need to see the whole picture. We need to dig down a little bit deeper. Because yes, appearances can be deceiving. And even a smiling face can conceal a heart that is full of pain and that is full of sorrow. So we cannot judge a book by its cover. And I think that this expression just might apply to the passage of Scripture that is before us today. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 7 through 15. As we have already seen in the first 6 verses of this chapter, Paul has been discussing the good news of Jesus Christ. The good news that because of his sacrifice for us, now we can have eternal life in him, that he is in fact the only way that we can be saved from an eternity of separation from God. And through his word, God has brought this message to us, that now we can become a new creation in Christ, that in him we can have the light of life, the light of eternal life. And amazingly, he has chosen to bring this message to the world through people like you, through people like me, through those of us who belong to Jesus Christ. So, Paul says in verse 7 of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, we have this treasure, the riches of the glory of Christ, the divine treasure of the truth that is found in him, the message of salvation that grips our hearts, grips our minds, that grips our lives. Amazingly, this treasure can be found in us who belong to him. We, who are at best just earthen vessels, ostrakinos in Greek. We're just fragile, baked clay containers. Clay pots. Just clay pots. We are of little worth. We are of little value on our own, apart from him. And at the time that Paul wrote these words, earthen vessels, clay pots, were used for a variety of things. They were used to store valuable possessions that were buried in the ground. They were used for drinking water. They were used to store grain. They were used for garbage. And they were used for human waste. And the value of a clay pot was not the pot itself. The value was determined by what was put into that pot. Just like us, we are weak, we are sinful, we all fail, we all fall short, but don't judge a book by its cover. Because God has chosen to place this priceless treasure of the gospel in us. He has chosen to place the Spirit of God within us. So in a sense, our weaknesses become our validation. Because the weaker that we are, after all we are just clay pots, the weaker that we are, the more that the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ can be seen in us. It's not all about us. It's all about Him. As it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, God has chosen the foolish things of this world to shame the wise. He has chosen the weak things of this world to shame the things that are strong. That's us. But we may be fragile, but in Christ, we are unbeatable. We may be weak, but in Him, we are unstoppable. That the surpassing greatness, Paul says in verse 7, the preeminence of the power, dunamis, the might, the strength, the ability to change the hearts of men and women and to save their souls forever. Well, this power, this ability, Paul tells us that it may be seen to be from God and not from ourselves, so that we cannot boast in ourselves. But we can only boast in the Lord, in what He has done in us, in what He has done through us. We need to remember that the power to affect the lives of men and women for Christ comes from Him alone. So as it says in Jeremiah 9:24, let him who boasts, boast in this, that he understands and that he knows me, that I am the Lord who exercises loving kindness and righteousness and justice on this earth. So through the difficulties, through our weaknesses, we emerge victoriously in Christ. And though we are afflicted in every way, Paul points out in verse 8, slebo in Greek, though we are under the pressure of death from everywhere, from everyone, even beyond our ability to bear it, like grapes in a wine press, yet by the grace of God, we are not crushed. Stenahoreo in Greek. We're not hemmed in. We're not rendered ineffective for Christ. Though we are perplexed, apareo in Greek. Though we are at a loss, we're on the edge, on the verge of defeat, yet, Paul says, we are not despairing. Exapareo. We are not at a total loss. We don't go over the edge of the cliff. though we are persecuted, dioko in Greek, though we are hunted down like wild animals, yet Paul says we are not forsaken, en kata lapo in Greek. We are not abandoned by God. We're not left on our own. Though we are struck down, kata balo in Greek, though we are beaten and bloodied and thrown to the ground, yet we are not overtaken and destroyed, apalomi in Greek. We do not perish. Think of it this way. We may be knocked down, but we are not knocked out. So even while we are constantly being exposed to the threat of death for the sake of Christ, we continue on. As it says in Psalm 44:22, we are considered to be like sheep that are to be slaughtered. Yet we survive. Always carrying about in our body, Paul says in verse 10, periphero in Greek, always enduring the never-ending process of the agony of the suffering of Jesus. Let's be clear. The people of this world hate Jesus. So, they are constantly and consistently expressing their hatred of him towards us. So they seek to malign us. They seek to persecute us. They even seek to destroy us. Remember, those who hate the Lord hate those who belong to him. But even as we experience this suffering for Christ, Paul reminds us that the power of Jesus, the power to endure this suffering, will be seen in our lives so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested and clearly seen in us, in our body. For we who belong to the Lord and who live for him are constantly being delivered over to death. Paradidomi in Greek. We are constantly being betrayed, even by those sometimes who are closest to us. We are wrongfully accused of many things for the sake of Jesus, that the life of Jesus may also be manifested and seen in us, in our mortal flesh. So those around us will not only see the clay pot so much. What will they see? They will see what is inside of the clay pot. They'll see something of Christ in us. So death, physical death, Paul says, suffering works in us, but as a result, life, spiritual life, is at work in you. Not what Paul said in Philippians chapter 2:17, where he said, we suffer and we are poured out as a drink offering every day. Every day, as a living sacrifice for you, for your faith, so that we might please the Lord. And so, Paul says in verse 13, we have the same spirit, the same attitude, the attitude of faith, according to what was written by the psalmist in Psalm 116, who said, even in my affliction, I believe what God has said. I believe that I shall walk before him in the land of the living. Therefore, whether I live or whether I die, I will speak the truth of the word of God. So Paul says, we too, we also believe God. Therefore, we also speak for him. We can do nothing else except to speak the truth that he who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us up from the dead because we belong to him. And so we will also be with him forever, and he will present us along with you before the throne of grace. So don't you see? Paul asks in verse 15. Don't you understand that all of the things that we do for your sakes? That the grace, charis, the blessing of Christ, which is spreading, pleonazo in Greek, which is abounding, which is multiplying to more and more people, that it might cause you, perisuo, that it might overflow in the giving of thanks in you, by you, so that it might abound above all else, that it might abound above all things. Why? Paul says, for the glory of God, for the glory and the majesty and the praise of God. This is who we are. This is what we do. So do not judge a book by its cover. We are more than what we appear to be. And in eternity, we will no longer be like clay pots. But in Daniel chapter 12, it says, we will shine forever like the stars of heaven in the glory of the kingdom of Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.